relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
You want the fox to guard the hen house? I mean, give me a break. I think this is something that has huge privacy implications. It is not necessary to do. You know, we're going to have hit 3.5 million seniors that have gotten shots sometime this week, likely 75% of seniors. It's important to be able to do it, but at the same time, we are not going to have you provide proof of this just to be able to live your life normally. And I'm going to be taking some action in an executive function, emergency function here very shortly.
Whether he ever runs for president or not right now, the governor of Florida, that was Ron DeSantis. He's doing very well, thank you. Speaking out against vaccine passports, let's hear the other normal, non-extremist, non-radical governors follow Ron DeSantis's wake. I am Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Got to play you some important cuts. But before we get to that, I promised you this. I think I teased it in an earlier part of the show. He is back with his own webpage. It's official, the 45th President of the United States. It's 45office.com. It's that easy. 45office.com. Let me just share with you this. You can go up there. You can read the resumes, if you will, the about segments for the president and Melania Trump, the first lady. Let's just share with you a little bit of that. This is from the webpage 45office.com. The 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, launched the most extraordinary political movement in history. Dethroning political dynasties, defeating the Washington establishment, and becoming the first true outsider elected as president of the United States. You know what's remarkable about that first sentence? It sounds hyperbolic, but it's actually correct. The most extraordinary political movement in history. Check. Dethroning political dynasties, like the Bushes and the Clintons. Check. Defeating the Washington establishment. Check. And lastly, the most easy to forget of all, given the fact that we've been around for more than two centuries, becoming the first true outsider ever elected as president. He's right. From George Washington to Obama, everybody was an insider, an existing politician or retired general. Not 45. His inspiring, groundbreaking campaign proved pollsters, pundits, prognosticators, and the corporate media spectacularly wrong. Check. He mobilized voters with massive rallies, reached America's hearts and minds with his vision for national rejuvenation, and overcame virtually every entrenched political structure, political and financial, and achieved a decisive victory, winning states no Republican presidential candidate had won in decades. I'm just going to stop there. Guys, you need to go. You need to subscribe. You need to be on top of all the updates that come out of the president's new office. It's 45office.com. So glad to have him back. All we need now is that new social media platform. Okay. A couple of things we have to share with you that go to the heart of where we're at. Every morning I walk the dogs. I've got two fabulous dogs. Six-year-old Killian, Belgian Terwoorden, incredibly smart, whippet smart. And a brand new one for my 50th birthday, my wife got me a female Terwoorden called Leia, for obvious reasons. Just as smart, a complete pistol of a little pup. Man, does she have yayas in the morning? She has yayas. She loves to chase Killian around, fetch that tennis ball. But every morning, when I take him for a walk, we pass the house of a lady. It's really funky. It's an old church. It's a small church that's been converted into a home. First observation. And about a year ago, I saw this wizened, sweet old lady shuffle out of her front door, which was the double door of the church, as was, down this uneven stone walkway to get her copy of the newspaper. And I said hi to her. We you know, exchanged pleasantries. I told her who I was. She introduced herself. And I made a decision, because she doesn't get up as early as I do. And whenever I'm out walking the dogs now, I'm going to stop her from having to make that journey in her slippers, especially when it's icy and snowy. And I'm going to pick up the newspaper that they've just thrown onto the sidewalk and walk up to her front door and put it on the step. And that's what I do every morning if I'm walking the dogs and not traveling. And today I did the same thing. And it's in an orange bag, but you can see the headline, the top of the newspaper. And sadly, because of where we are, it's the Washington Post. What was the headline, the top story today? It was, of course, the trial of Derek Chauvin. The George Floyd trial. A man who shouldn't have died, but who died with three times the lethal overdose amount of fentanyl in his body. Only one of three drugs that were coursing through his veins. Three times the lethal overdose amount of fentanyl before the police touched him. What was not on the front page of the Washington Post as I deposited it on Mona's doorstep was any mention of Mohamed Anwar. Mohamed Anwar, who likewise should be alive today, who didn't have three times the lethal dose of fentanyl in his body, amongst other things. A man who just moved here 6 years from Pakistan 6 years ago to do what? To provide for his family as an Uber Eats driver, who is now dead. Why is that not a story? Because the people who killed him aren't white? Aren't police officers? And why is it being twisted? This is Juan Williams on Fox discussing the death of that legal immigrant, Mohamed Anwar. Cut nine.
It's tragic. I mean, you got these teenage girls. I mean, they're little kids. They're not gangsters. They're not hardened criminals. I don't think they intended to kill anybody. They were looking to have a joyride. And it just went way wrong, way out of control, and ended up in a gross tragedy. I mean, this is unbelievable. Their lives are ruined.
Well, they brought a stun gun, so usually you don't bring a stun gun to a joyride.
Thank you, Jesse. You don't bring a stun gun to a joyride. How did we get here that Juan Williams is making excuses and that Pakistani legal immigrant doesn't matter, but George Floyd does? I'll tell you how. This is the audio of a Loudoun County teacher mad at a student who can't see race in a photograph. Play cut.
Right, just two people. That's nothing more to that picture?
Nah, not really. Just two people chilling.
I don't believe that you believe that. I don't believe that you look at this as just two people. I don't think
truly it is just two people, though, is it not?
Yeah, but I think you're being intentionally coy about what this is a picture of.
What would I be being coy about? It's two people standing back to back in a picture.
Yeah, and that's all you see is two people.
I'm confused on what you would like me to speak on in that sense.
I don't think you are. I don't know why you do this. I'm not trying to call you out, but you come out off of mute to talk about what this is a picture of, and you act as if you know there's nothing noticeable about this apart from the fact that there's two people.
Well, I'm confused. Are you trying to get me to say that there are two different races in this picture?
Yes,
is that what you want me to say? Well, at the end of the day, wouldn't that just be feeding into the problem of looking at race instead of just acknowledging them as two normal people?
No, it's not, because you can't look at the people and not acknowledge that there are racial differences, right?
But if we're going for, let's say if we're looking for equality within all this, then why would we need to point out things such as that?
Because those differences are real things.
That boy didn't see race. The teacher could only see race. That's why George Floyd matters to the left and Mohamed Anwar doesn't. It is an utter, utter disgrace, and it is un-American. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Stay on this channel. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Salem Now and Church People.
How are you doing with 2021? For me, Holy Week has really snuck up on me. Do you realize it's Holy Week? How did that happen? Sheer insanity. But here's the good news. Here's the good news. I hope you're going to confession this week. It's important. But I've got something to watch tonight. And maybe, again, this week. So excited, so impressed that the legendary team from Lightworkers Media, one of whom we have with us on the line, have got Discovery Plus to release and air right now, along with MGM. Yes, the MGM, a new movie called Resurrection. Roma Downey, are you with us?
Sebastian, yes, I am. Hello.
Hello, welcome. I think this is the first time we've had you on the show. Perfect timing. Let me first begin by saying, I'm impressed in this age of secular insanity that you've managed to get something called Resurrection on a channel, Discovery Plus, which describes itself as the definitive nonfiction channel. That's a big deal, isn't it, Roma?
I know. Hey, that's all God, let me tell you. Yeah, we're so excited, you know, that the film is out and up and available to families in their own homes from the safety and comfort of their own homes to watch a story about the resurrected Lord at such a time as this. You know, it is Holy Week, as you mentioned. It's Easter this weekend. I don't know how it came by so quickly, but yeah. Here it is. And in a season, I think, when we're hungrier for hope than we've ever been because of the year, the challenging year that we've all come through, I think we're all ready for a kind of a resurrection in our own lives, right, as we step back out into the world again. Hopefully we can get back out as the vaccines start to roll out. But, Discovery Plus stepped up. Good for them, right?
Very impressed. I'm sure it wasn't just their credit, but yours as well. We're talking to Roma Downey. Follow her on Twitter, Real Roma Downey, to discuss their brand new movie available now. It's called Resurrection on Discovery Plus. Talk to us, if you will. We'll talk about the movie in a second. We've got enough time. But first things first, explain as an insider how the China virus has changed the lives of everybody in the filmmaking industry, you included.
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, it has, of course. It has impacted every industry, hasn't it? And, I mean, I think we're finally starting to see sets reopen, different safety protocols in place. But, you know, certainly prior to Christmas, there wasn't too much going on. Theaters are still not open. So the rollout for many films has been, held up, really. I mean, we are the studio of James Bond, and I think it's been pushed a few times.
Yes.
For that big global opening. So, but you know, I think in everything, if you choose to look and find it, you know, there is beauty in the ashes, maybe. And while certainly we wish the pandemic had not happened, and we regret the tremendous loss of life and anxiety created on a global level, I think that it has maybe made us all re-examine our lives, you know, what's important in our lives, who's important in our lives. And, you know, from that sort of place of reprioritizing, we find gratitude, you know, and gratitude, I believe, is the key.
Yeah, not enough gratitude, that's for sure. And it is a time of reflection, not just Holy Week, but the last 12 months and what it has done to our faith communities, especially the inadequate response of many of our faith community leaders. Roma, please share with us more about this movie. I'm a child of Zeffirelli's. So for me, you know, yes. the Jesus of Nazareth by Zeffirelli was seminal.
I am too, yeah. I have very fond memories.
I do too. Robert Powell, by the way, if you hadn't noticed it, Robert Powell, who for 3.5 hours in that mega movie doesn't blink once. He wanted to communicate something ethereal.
But also, if you had those blue eyes,
yes,
he would be closing them, you know?
I know, but like, can you imagine being, you know, there for 9 months and not blinking your eyes once? That was quite something. Roma, what
is
different?
It was a miracle that he didn't do that.
Tell us something about Resurrection.
We wanted to tell the story. The story hasn't really been told. Like a lot of stories and movies made that teach about the ministry of Jesus leading into the crucifixion. And then usually they have a little bit about the resurrection at the end. We chose to tell this movie from the beginning, it's the crucifixion, and then it goes into those few days after Jesus' death, the grief, the loss, the loneliness, the fear that the disciples must have been feeling. And we tell the story of resurrection through the disciples' point of view. And we tell it in a way, I think, that we see their humanity that allows us to relate to them. And, you know, it's a very powerful story told in a gripping way, you know, because of the danger of that time in that first century world. The Roman rule was so oppressive and cruel, and we see the Pontius Pilate leading with an iron fist and how they all come together. Jesus said he would come back. He said he was the Son of God. They wait. And, of course, he does come back, and he is the Son of God. And it's just such a triumphant, amazing story. We tell it right through to Pentecost. We see them now ready to go out and preach the gospel to the world. And in the final stages of the movie, I don't think there's any spoiler alert here. Everybody knows the story. But we remind our audience, we take them from the first century and what was a handful of believers into the 21st century, and reminding them that now we are over 2.2 billion
yeah.
believers on the planet, and you know that we belong to each other.
We've got a couple of minutes left with Roma Downey. She is just releasing this week. It's called Resurrection Discovery Plus, is carrying it along with MGM. Roma, why is it? You're so right. All through the years, most films stop at the crucifixion or show the empty tomb. Why have they not covered this story? Have they been too afraid?
Well, I think that, you know, listen, if you're going to do a movie about Jesus, you know, Jesus is your star and you want him in the movie. You know, we made a beautiful movie a couple of years ago called Son of God.
Yes.
That really, you know, that dealt with those the 3 years of Jesus' mission. But I think that this, taking us into the book of Acts, telling us this story, I think it's just very powerful. And at this time, you know, because, you know, we see the confusion of these disciples after their leader is so brutally murdered and the uncertainty of what to do next. And I think that there's just so many places we can relate. You know, like a year ago, we were all locked into our homes. We were disconnected from our friends and family. It's as if we were almost in our own tombs, you know, and we're all now longing for that resurrection. So my husband Mark and I, who produced this together, we just felt so strongly that this was the perfect time, like this Easter more than other Easters.
We just need
to be reminded of this.
Absolutely perfect timing. They brought you the Bible on the History Channel. Now they've brought you Resurrection Disney Plus. I'm going to watch it tonight. That's how excited I am. Discovery Plus, I recommend you do so too. God bless. Thank you. This is America First. Let there be no doubt. Big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. So why exactly are we choosing to give these big tech companies all of our personal data? The battle lines have been drawn. Big tech has made it clear which side they're on. Now is the time to take a stance. Protect your personal data from big tech with the VPN I trust for my online protection, ExpressVPN. See, every device, whether you're on the phone, laptop, or on TV, has a unique string of numbers called an IP address. When you search for stuff, watch videos, or even click a link, big tech companies can use that IP address to track all your activity and tie it back to you. When I use ExpressVPN, my connection gets rerouted through their secure encrypted servers, so these companies can't see my IP address at all. My internet activity becomes anonymized, and my network data is encrypted. And the best part is, you don't need to be tech savvy at all to use ExpressVPN. Just download the app on your phone or computer, tap one button, and you're protected. So stop handing over your data to big tech companies whose aim is to censor you and spy on you. Defend your rights and protect your internet activity with the VPN I use every day. Visit expressvpn.com/GORKA. That's expressvpn.com/GORKA to get 3 extra months free. Go now to expressvpn.com/Gorka and learn more.
The government has declared him essential. Sebastian Gorka.
I'm not sure we do requests here. He wanted Van Halen. I think AC/DC is a very, very good match. He is a rock star when it comes to the Tea Party movement, MAGA world, a man who took on the establishment and won, formerly representative of Virginia's 7th Congressional District. Now he just happens to be, you know, Dean of the Business School at Liberty U. Dave Brad, it's been far too long. Welcome back to America First.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Gorka. Great to be on board.
All right. We don't rehearse this, and I don't have talking points. You don't have to. Well, who knows? You're a former politician. You may have talking points tattooed onto your forearm. I don't know.
I just told the truth. That's why I'm not there anymore.
That's a dangerous thing in this city. Telling the truth in the swamp can get you in trouble. You know that. I know that. I have some questions that go into your bailiwick, so your expertise. But first, I want to be just kind of stream of consciousness. this. Lie back on the couch, Dean, and let me ask you.
Right.
What is the thing right now, when you look around you in America, that keeps you most awake at night, Dave?
Hate to say it, but evil, right?
Yes.
I taught ethics for 20 years and followed the Enlightenment thinkers and the study of the good and the right and justice and all that. And we're at a new level of depravity. We're now on the intentional infliction of pain upon fellow citizens created in the image of God. And that's evil, right? Malicious forethought. It calculated pain inflicted on our brothers and sisters. I pray every day and afternoon and night for our country, for the church, for strong leaders to rise up with a backbone and some courage and for our country. That's what it's going to take. It's just every single person has to do their part. When you're put down, when your kids are told they're evil because of their skin color, that's evil. Every single person is made in the image of God. We all have the potential to be great. We're gifted each individually and uniquely. And it's criminal to be putting people down in this way.
So God bless you for saying that from your perch at Liberty U. Let me mention two things that I've concentrated on in the last 2.5 hours here on America First. And see, let me just have a sanity check with you, Dean Brad.
Yeah.
When I see this Maoist functionary stopping Senator Cruz from Texas, seeing the truth of how people are being stacked like cordwood in those detention facilities with nary a thought for the actual dignity that they have as human beings. And then I watch the video of Mohamed Anwar being carjacked by a 13-year-old and a 15-year-old black girl in the heart of D.C., thrown out of the vehicle like a rag doll, dead on the pavement. And one of the girls says, "I need my phone. My phone's back in the car." Aren't these two things linked? This absolute disregard for other people made in the image of our Creator. Am I connecting things that shouldn't be connected, Dave Bratt?
No. 30 years ago, I went to seminary, worked at the World Bank because I wanted to help on the poverty thing around the world. And 30 years ago, there used to be still a basic reservoir of respect for politicians, right? But surely for school teachers, for the role of education, for parents. And now you just see no one wants to admit it yet. Right. But the Marxist playbook is not the construction of anything. They're not out for an alternative type of regime. Their alternative regime is just to tear down the current regime, every single aspect. And the most important part is any power source that's greater than itself. And so certainly above all, that is God Almighty. And so they've been reluctant to go there because they knew that was the final pillar, right? So they've gone after the economics, the State Department, our corrupt CIA, the corrupt FBI, the institutions, higher education, first getting rid of history, then going through the social sciences. But now they're at God, and they're going after morality, and they're changing it into their morality, which is just a morality. It's just straight up neo-Marxism. A power play based on the color of your skin or identity politics or whatever they need to make you be quiet, right? Yeah. To make you submit and bow your knee before the wrong God. And so, no, it's all linked. Unfortunately, you go back to 1945 and the rise of the fascist power there. And both the Catholic Church and the Protestant Church were silent, right?
We're gonna discuss the deeper roots of that, but I have to say, how many hours is two years of radio shows, 3 hours a day? I think it's at least 1,500 hours of radio. I don't think I've ever had a guest say, "As I went from seminary to the World Bank." But that's why we love him. Dave Bratt, Dean of the Business School at Liberty U. He'll be back with us momentarily. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Relief Factor. Are you in daily pain? Have you found no answer? then you must try this 100% drug-free product that is providing relief to tens of thousands of Americans right now, me included. See their incredible video testimonials at ReliefFactor.com. Individuals like Leah from Ohio. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief, only to get better and better. I am a believer 100%. That should be you. ReliefFactor.com. Order your three-week quick starter pack right now. Call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. You've waited long enough. You deserve to know, what have you got to lose except the pain? ReliefFactor.com.
Side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
48 hours left, 48 hours left. Please, guys, you can make a difference in our Food for the Poor campaign, feeding over a million mouths every single day in our hemisphere, especially the children who are going hungry, go to bed saying, I'm starving, mommy, I haven't had anything to eat. You've done so well. This is Holy Week. Your final chance to be a modern guardian angel, a modern missionary. Make a donation in any amount, but think of this. They have the food. They just have to get it to the starving children. So $37 once feeds one of these girls and boys for 6 months. $111 feeds three children for 6 months. You are doing the work of the Lord. Please, please donate whatever you can. However small, it makes a difference and will save lives. Call 855-330-4673. That's 855-330-HOPE. Or just go to our webpage, sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. And go to the top for the Food for the Poor banner. God bless you all. We are back with the Dean of the Business School at Liberty University, former Congressman, Virginia's 7th District, a good friend of the show, Dave Bratt. Dave, let's talk. We've talked about amazing things. About the biggest thing that keeps you awake, and it's the same for me, is the existence of evil. And for me, it's the lack of courage that most people have to speak the truth in the face of evil. Let's go to your day job when you're not fighting evil. How is it? Can you explain to me, as a child of the Cold War, I was born in 1970. I grew up under Maggie Thatcher. I looked at Reagan. Today's the 40th anniversary of the assassination attempt of the Great Gipper. And I thought, at least by 1989, November the 9th, we had won. We'd not only driven a stake through the heart of communism with the fall of the Berlin Wall, but Keynesianism was dead. The idea that government intervention is good, and von Mises and Hayek were on the rise. Me, I'm a little bit more of a Michael Novak kind of economist. Why are we facing $3 trillion infrastructure bills? What happened? Did we just wake up like Rip Van Winkle, Dave?
Nope. I know you want me to do econ, but I'm going to go 180 on you a little bit here.
That's fine.
So we did not anticipate what Marxism really was, right? It's not an economic system in some low-level mathematics getting the equations right? It was the outworking of the Enlightenment.
Yes.
And then the neo-Marxists, right? Based on human reason, right? And it, like in ethics, there were great ethical people, Immanuel Kant, Aristotle, Mill, Bentham. They have no followers in the real world. The Enlightenment was great on curing medicine, disease, etc. It failed on everything that had to do with human nature, right? So, and then Nietzsche comes on the scene. God is dead in Europe. Yes, there's no one in the pews. He was correct. And he said, culture dominates rationality and science. And by culture, he meant Jesus, Moses, Confucius, Buddha. So what went wrong was the neo-Marxists came on the cultural.
Despite hating it all. I mean, Nietzsche hated it, but he was right. He knew Christianity was what defined Western civilization, despite the fact that he hated it.
Yes, and he... So he thought God is dead in German philosophy, right? So his prescription was a new God. The artist would be God with no side rails, no guardrails, no Jerusalem, no Athens, no nothing. But at any rate, he was correct. So the neo-Marxists moved on from just the sterile rationality of Marx, which he was deep as a wading pool, terrible philosopher. His economics was non-falsifiable. But the neo-Marxists came on with a cultural move. So now they took over Hollywood and the ideas and higher education. And we did not anticipate that. So why can you have $5 trillion stimulus bills and $30 trillion in debt and $100 trillion in unfunded liabilities and $7 trillion on the Fed balance sheet in funny money? Because no one cares about ideas and rationality and numbers anymore. It's orange man bad. It's Gestalt theory. It's a psychological reaction. The Chinese are in all of our mainstream newspapers, paid for by the New York Times, paid for by the Wall Street Journal, paid for. People don't know it. It's embedded in the thought in our K-12, as we said earlier, on history, educational, coming up. There's no alternative morality taught, and so you have nothing to replace it, substantial in the Judeo-Christian tradition. Ten Commandments, Golden Rule, love your neighbor, love God. And so the answer to the economic question is, how can this happen? Because we've been given over to an unsound mind.
But at some point, either the system has to collapse because it literally, it's not built on sand, it's built on nothing. It's just built on paper.
Yep.
Or, as you know, Nick Taleb so famously wrote, that black swan event comes and everything just gets turned on its head.
Yeah.
We could be in for a massive crisis literally any moment. Is that too dark a prediction?
No, that's exactly right. Right. And we don't know. In 04 and 05, the Fed printed too much money. It had to go somewhere. It went into real estate. You get the 08 financial crisis. Pop, boom. There goes the bubble. Now they're doing stimulus on steroids. You got the economy. The real economy is a dead corpse laying there.
Yeah.
Right. But when you pump another $5 trillion into a corpse, it'll pump blood for a little bit, for a year or two, right? So you got the stock market still going up. Then you pump in $7 trillion in Fed stimulus, in money chasing something. So it's going, but as you just said, it's a house of cards. That it, there is no real economy Q, right? The big real Q, houses, cars, refrigerators being made. There's no human capital, kids' education. And so the reality is not underneath this big financial spiral. And that spiral is going to crash. Who knows when? Probably, I'd say, about a year from now.
Wow. This is the stuff that really gets my mental juices flowing.
Yep.
You've promised to me in the break, you're going to be back in the swamp. We're going to be in here for an hour. Yep. We're going to peel back every level, every layer of the onion. The last 10 seconds we have, Dave, in preparation, what should our 3 million listeners do? What should they read before we get you in studio? Can it be something you've written or another primer? What do they need to read now, Dave?
Yep. Read Closing of the American Mind by Alan Bloom, the introduction, then Marx and Nietzsche, just short little, you won't read a better little synopsis, and read the Bible, God's Word, every day, and get your kid in that book. Not just to say they read a couple of verses, that people have to believe God is speaking.
Yeah.
Is that God? Is that God's Word coming to you? Make up your mind on that one. That's a biggie.
That's a great combination. Bloom's Closing of the American Mind, and of course, every single morning, every single night, the Word of God. Fabulous, Dave. Absolutely fabulous. He is rightly the Dean of the Business School at Liberty University. God bless you, Dave. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
And also that great American Mike Lindell. He's got a new movie. It's called Church People, a faith-based comedy starring Thor Ramsey, Stephen Baldwin, Donald Faison, and Joey Fatone, with a special guest cameo from Mike himself. It's a hilarious, heartwarming reminder that the gospel is enough. It all starts with America's youth pastor, Guy Sides, realizing he's stuck in a megachurch marketing machine and wants to find his passion again. But when Guy attempts to get back to the heart of ministry, he's thrust into the throes of dissuading his misguided church leadership from performing a strange and potentially blasphemous stunt for the upcoming Easter service while navigating his own personal problems. Church people will leave you laughing out loud. Check it out. You can stream it with us at salemnow.com. Use my name for added discounts. That's salemnow.com to stream it. Just look for Mike Lindell's movie Church People and use promo code GORKA. I gotta say, you know, we love all our guests, but when I can ask someone about economic policy, interventionism versus laissez-faire free markets, and he says, go and read the Bible, Gorka. That's what all of you listeners need to do. It just brings you all back. And Dave Brat is right. It doesn't matter really what your primary issue of concern, whether it was the border that we started off discussing, whether it's economic policy, whether it's cancel culture, all of it pivots around one focal point. And that focal point should be the existence of objective truth. Not the idea that man defines truth and truth is plastic and truth is whatever is of greatest utility for a certain group or a quote-unquote elite at a given time. No, no, no. That way leads destruction, damnation, death camps, and gulags. It's our compass. It's our moral center. Without which, anything can be justified. It's what happened to the Democrat Party. They convinced themselves that, yes, we're the good guys and we can create perfection here on Earth. There is no such thing as a perfect kingdom in the afterlife. And if that's our job, to create paradise here, well, guess what? Any tool or any weapon goes. Even the destruction, the utter targeting of an elected president, his family, and anybody who supports him, that today are deemed to be domestic terrorists. Well, I've got news for you. 73 Americans are not going to disappear or stand down. God bless you all. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.